This is board time for August 7th, 2013.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and begin board time. First on our agenda is Francine and Kathy on the health insurance renewal. So, go ahead.
Yep. Thank you for having us.
Of course.
We have great news this year in regards to our renewals for 2014. We have received renewals that are lower than we had expected to have. Our Regents and VSP plan overall came in at about 3%. We think that we can still negotiate that down just slightly, but probably not likely to be less than 2. So we're still working on that. Kaiser Medical Plan came in with no increase, and the Washington Dental Service Plan is coming in at a 6.88 increase, and Kaiser Dental is coming in at a 3.5% increase. And these increases, or lack thereof, with the Kaiser Medical, include the new fees and taxes associated with the Affordable Care Act. So we were able to absorb those increased costs into our renewals this year without having an extra impact on our rate. We had originally thought that the impact from the fees and taxes was going to hit us at about 3%. So with the way that our plans are running, we were able to absorb those costs.
How much is 3%?
On about, well...
3% of what?
About $28 million.
3% of that is pretty substantial.
Now on the back, Commissioner?
Yeah,
I don't have that.
Well, $1 million would be $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
So three times that, $600,000.
Yeah.
Increase.
So we just add $600,000.
Plus 0.5%.
Right.
So our costs for the health care.
Those are fees for the Affordable Care Act. That's one is the reinsurance fee to help build reserves for the
is $700,000.
Yeah.
$700,000.
For the exchange market, they need to build reserves to cover costs associated with that. Some other fees for research and what have you. So that's being either charged to the carriers, or if you're self-funded, it's a direct charge to employers.
Do we know what it's going to do next year?
We know that the one charge that's a per employee, actually per member charge, this year was $1, next year it's going to $2. And it's expected to increase at some undefined rate.
Well, that's going into the horror stories that I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's something we could check with WASAC, the Association of Counties. We also have people trying to get a handle on what's happening. And I guess flat out, at some point, do we look at what doing what the big corporations do and turn around and pay the penalty and let the people get their own health care, or say, here's the money, you go get your own health care? At what point, because we're adding $700,000 this year, and we're looking at
we'd have to do a study on that. There aren't a lot of large employers that are doing that. There's a lot of talk about that, but whether it actually happens or not, I mean, you also have to consider the ability to attract and retain your workforce.
Yeah.
So, you know, offering good benefits.
State law that requires us to provide them.
Yeah. But that being, we don't know what's going on in the political scene.
Right.
Are they actually going to defund it? They'll defund it there, but that doesn't defund what we have. I think ours still keeps coming, I think. We're still obligated to pay, even though the Congress defunds it. I think that's my understanding.
I've been to quite a few seminars. I haven't heard anything explained quite in those terms.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So it's something, I guess, it's just a yellow flag.
Yeah, we're constantly watching it.
Well, that's the downside. The upside is that because of the negotiated terms of this that the healthcare committee has done, which, again, huge benefit of having a healthcare committee,
mm-hmm.
In keeping costs down, is that outside of those fees, I mean, your cost increase is less than what you had projected.
Right.
Even with including those fees, it's still less than what we projected.
True.
So we're actually spending less money on healthcare than we had anticipated we would because of the work of the healthcare committee, which is outstanding.
Yeah, the healthcare committee and some other changes we made, both coming together.
What other changes?
We also had employees provide the opportunity to opt out of coverage and pay a pay them a small fee for doing that or incentive for doing that. In addition, we've implemented the employee contribution, so they're not reflected here. That's in addition to these savings. Mm-hmm. And it's been the utilization. So our rates are driven by how much health care services our employees and their families incur. So our experience has been good last year and this year. It tends to be cyclical. You can have two or three good years, and then you might have a bad year. It's really unpredictable because the biggest driver is these large claims that are really unpredictable. But it's a combination of a lot of things coming together, but certainly the healthcare committee and their continued work has been helpful to us.
And some of the policy changes, obviously.
Some of the policy
good.
Changes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's great.
I got a question. I see it listed in the middle of the bullet of the next steps. Several months ago, the idea was put forward by Mark McCauley and Mark Wilson, I think, to investigate the self-insurance, which at the time looked like it would save us, rather than increase, it would save us $1 to $2 million per year. Why aren't we pursuing that, and why are we considering that for 2015? Why wouldn't we do this at the next available opportunity?
Well, we have a committee that has been formed to study self-insuring. That $1 million was related specifically to, I believe, Kitsap County. So we would have to do a thorough analysis to evaluate what kind of savings could be achieved for Clark County, because their demographics are different than our demographics. Their plan design is different than our plan design. So, you know, you really can't take what another entity may achieve in terms of projected savings and apply that same number to our organization, because we're a different organization. So we need to study it relative to our organization and our plan.
Having said
but
that,
we are
started
doing
the work.
That.
We've met with our broker to talk about this. They're going to Regents and getting some numbers about what their administrative fees are and how we might set it up to evaluate the cost. The advice we had from them initially was, if you're going to do it, it needs to be done at the beginning of a year in order to recoup those savings. So based on that, we weren't going to be ready to do it for 14. We thought we could be ready to do it for 15.
When is this plan, this to take effect? January 2014? This is what we were talking about here.
Yeah.
These rates.
Yes, yeah, this is
so
for 2014.
We've had several months to investigate, and we have till the end of the year time. How much time do you think is going to take to investigate this?
We didn't get the numbers yet.
Well, we've just now received our renewal numbers for 14.
But this idea was put forth months ago.
But until we knew what our costs were going to be, we couldn't get the numbers from Regents.
We know that the costs would come in. Have we been and take advantage of the months that we've had to investigate the self-insurance? I'm thinking, why are we delaying it another year? Maybe we got to put this on the fast track, because if it's a matter of costing us an additional $700,000 for this next year versus potentially saving us an unknown amount, it would be well worth our while to know what the answers are before we get there, take advantage of this time that we have now.
Well, if you're talking about the fees associated with the Affordable Care Act, we're going to pay those one way or the other.
No, I'm talking about self-insurance. Either a $700,000 hit or potentially a savings.
But the apples to apples is the $700,000 isn't related to the actual cost increases. Our cost increases for 2014 are zero. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's zero. The $700,000 comes from the Affordable Care Act fees that you can't get out of no matter whether you self-insure or not. So it's not $700,000 versus $1 million in savings.
This is zero. Good news. This is a good news session.
Yeah. It's zero versus whatever we can
versus
say.
Versus hundreds of thousands or if not
potential
dollars.
And there's
savings.
Also
that's the question.
We also need to go out and do a bid for the provider if we self-insure. Who's going to provide those services?
Sure.
We need to do an RFP.
On the excess insurance.
Right.
The excess insurance.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Don't we have time to do that?
Trying to think what the other steps are. We're also implementing two other new plans in January that are cost savings plans. That's our high deductible plan. That's a big project itself also. So those are being rolled out in January in additions. This is just prioritizing, talking to the provider, talking to our consultant, and looking at the whole, what all needs to get done to get it lined up. Quite honestly, I thought if we could do it earlier than January 15, I think that would be great, but, and I want to explore this with them again, why that's not advisable.
So let me come back and share what I shared before at WASAC. They were saying that Kitsap is one of many that probably experienced the biggest savings on self-insured, but it sounds quite complicated because it's also a point of finding your own doctors. If you do a clinic of your own, and that's where one of the biggest savings were. So I think that we would probably be tasking, I'm going to think it would take a year to put together because you have to find a provider, right. Then you have your own clinic, you have to have your own staff, but there you have to have your location. So I would task our staff with looking, checking with the other, you probably have an association
that's probably
more up to date than WASAC even, and see how they did it, what it took to put together, how long it took them to put that together. See what they did. Remember, I shared with you one of the big things that they did. They actually provided on-site clinic where people would, on the on-site clinic, there was no copay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's different than the self-insurance.
Well, no, it's part
we
of
saw
it.
Self-insurance as step one, and then on-site clinic as potentially step two.
Yeah. So you could go to the provider and pay your copay,
right.
Or you go downstairs and see a doctor. And come right back to work. And
I think it's part of how they got their savings and kids out.
Yeah. So it's I think it's a big step. It's a lot to gather for information.
Well, it could take months.
It takes a year. It takes a year.
Well, I've done it
in two different counties, and it takes at least a year for you to do it with the help of a consultant to do it.
Yeah.
To do it right.
Don't we have to commit?
I've done it twice. And it, no matter what you do, it's a very, very serious decision to make, number one. And you may or may not have the savings, depending how much stopgap insurance is, depending how much risk the board wants to take. It's a phenomenal thing to do. I did it in 1986. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I did it. And the county that I worked for, we accumulated significant savings. But that was us. That was then. That was our crucible of people. And our experience may or may not be exactly the same. It may save us jillions of dollars. But it may not save us anything. But it has to be structured just the right way as well. And that takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time for the consultant we have to help us do that. And for us to do an analysis of what the future is going to hold, too. So I'm just giving my experience. I've done it twice, and it can pay very high dividends, but it does take time to do.
Well, the time's going to go by whether or not we engage in the process. So I would think that we would engage in the process. The fact that we've already had opportunity the last several months to engage in the process, and it doesn't sound like we've done so.
We have started work with our
benefits consultants.
And so
they put together a timeline and a project
plan. Any preliminary
answers? Their initial view was this is definitely worth exploring. We think there's some opportunity for
it. And did they give us a time frame?
Yes, they did. And their recommendation was to go with January 15. They have I think they had a project plan laid out, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
With some key decision dates. And
mm-hmm.
When do we need to have this decision commitment? We have quotes here, right?
Right.
And what window, how good is that? How long is that quote for?
This quote is good for
next year,
January of 2014.
When do we actually have to say, give them the green light and says, we made the decision, we're going to go with you, versus we're exploring and maybe we can get this answered ahead of time as an alternative.
The other thing with the Affordable Care, it pulled forward our open enrollment period, right? When is it this year? When do we have to do open enrollment?
Well, we'll be starting open enrollment in October.
In October, so we would need a decision. That's when we go out to the employees and say, here's the plans, what do you want to do, and here's how much they cost. That would be in October, which is earlier than usual. So we would need a decision in September. and we would need our
results. Okay, so we have at least weeks for us to to learn something here about the potential. I'm thinking we're probably talking. None of us know what the amount is, but if it's going, if we're going to end up going down a road that's going to that's not going to save us anything. If anything, that's going to increase with time. In comparison to savings, certainly we should not close the window at this time and just say, we'll just do it next year. At least for the next several weeks, we ought to be able to really put into high gear the investigation to learn the basics of this.
And I do have our benefits consultant working on putting together the financial analysis of whether we stay with our current setup or we move to self-insurance. And the plan was to come back to you sometime later this month or early September and provide you that information.
So why don't we get the information then about it? You've heard, certainly Commissioner Madore's sense of urgency associated with this.
It sounds like they're already into it. I think they already started on what Commissioner Madore is asking for, aren't they?
They are, except for I think the difference is that Commissioner Madore is saying, hey, can't we, before we make a decision on the 2014 healthcare cut, can we, if we can take that track, can't we just get on it?
Wow.
Which would be, I think what we've been hearing, and from what from people who have experience with this, that would be it's not a very feasible alternative. However, let's ask. You don't know the answer unless you ask.
Right.
And so, can we ask? And then, when you bring us information at the end of this month or beginning of September, then we'll know.
Yep.
And that will be before we have to make a decision on the cost.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes. All of these things certainly take investigation. They take time. They take diligence. My company has also gone through this process, and we were able to succeed in going through this approach and also other approaches in a matter of months.
Well, and remember, you had 100 employees. We have 1,600, and we also have a complex regulatory scheme with 15 unions and everything else that we have to deal with that makes us different than what you dealt with before. So just to kind of feed that into your thought process on this.
Do you imagine I haven't considered that?
I don't know. You didn't say it, so I didn't know. So I'm just making sure.
Would you say
we have to go on RFPs of who's going to be the provider.
Our health care cost, total cost, runs
cyclical. You can't. It's unpredictable what our increases are.
No, the amount per year.
What do we pay per year for
$28 million counting.
$28 million. I'm sure it's a make a mistake.
Well, and I would hate to put it off something because we just assume it's going to be a big deal and it's going.
Well, no, we're not putting it off.
And it's going to be.
We
started asking questions.
You've got to do it right.
And my biggest question is: can we do it
soon
in January of 2015? Can we do it mid-year of 2014? Can we move along and do it in the middle of the year?
All right. So you'll ask the question, and we'll figure it out.
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you. Any other information on this?
So when you show us here, you say 2014, the increase to each employee and to us comes up to zero.
Zero.
Overall cost increase to the county is zero. The way that the contributions calculated, and again, you have to consider it takes enrollment distribution, how employees, whether they're covering themselves or their dependents, their costs are going to go up a little bit, like pennies. But they will see a slight
because we did pick up $700,000.
We did, and that's in these rates. So the cost did go up, but we had some the rates went up for each insurance plan went up, but we could offset some of those rates because we had people not take coverage. So overall, our costs aren't going up as a county,
which is frankly spectacular,
phenomenal. And credit to everybody who's been working.
I mean, what's the average? The average is like, 10%?
We're running about 7.
Yeah. For us or in general?
In general.
So like 7%. Right. We're 0.
And last year we were 2.2, and this year 0.
Spectacular.
And we're going to pick that up by people opting out where there's duplicate coverage.
Right. That helped.
That helped a little bit. We had a little bit of that enrollment. Next year, we're introducing the high deductible health plan with the health savings accounts. So, and we expect some enrollment in those plans, and so that will also help drive our costs down.
No, I understand that rather than the total cost being dependent on how many people, the cost per person. Mm-hmm. What is that doing?
On average, the cost per person is zero increase.
Okay. So it's for 2014,
nobody's
going to pay more other than a few pennies or something.
Correct. These rate changes, this 2.2 and this zero, is calculated using a per employee per month cost. Because I look at the total cost and I bring it back down to a per employee per month.
So if we have less employees, we're not taking that benefit in these numbers.
Right.
It's per employee.
Okay.
I'm looking at it differently. I'm looking at $28 million is, and we're having a 7% increase.
No.
And that's where we come up with the
actual
increase of $700,000.
I don't think that's what they were trying to say.
This is
with the
Affordable Care Act and the taxes.
We're saying this was absorbed in these rate increases, so this isn't going to be in addition to these rate increases. These rate increases already factor this Affordable Care Act.
So if it weren't for the 3% for Regents, for example, we'd have a zero.
Yeah.
But we had to pick up those fees and taxes, so there's a 3% there. Kaiser, we actually, our rate would have gone down.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically, okay. I mean.
So then there's no increase to our $28 million?
No, based on our calculations, looking at our enrollment and the rate increases overall, there's no increase in cost.
Okay.
And we're looking at the big picture countywide.
Yeah.
I don't want, we still have negotiations with deputies in custody. Well, there's other nuances, and I'm not getting deep into that.
So
this is the big picture.
So the 7% you talked about.
The trend in the market is about 7%.
Okay, not us.
Ours is going to be a zero
cost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why would the trend in the market be 7% and we're not? What's
because
different?
Our health care utilization, how many times employees are going to the doctor, what kind of services that they're receiving. That overall cost is down. So people aren't going to the doctors often. We don't have the serious health conditions going on right now.
But generally the community does, you're saying.
Right.
Our people are more healthy.
Right now.
We didn't have the
they don't use it so much.
They're
wiser about
really
the use.
Drive our
yeah.
costs,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which are unpredictable.
Our people aren't going to the
We've done plan changes. We put things in place to help control the cost increases, and some of those appear to be paying off. But we still have those large claims that you can't help come into play.
Mm-hmm. Big stuff.
So two years in a row is good. We don't expect that next year. I will say, it's...
Can you copy us with the request for proposals or the work that's been done so far, what's been communicated regarding the self-insurance,
mm-hmm.
and also going forward what the plan is from here, how you're going to pursue that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to come back to us so that we can actually give input
weeks.
As a board in a few weeks. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So Commissioner, can they put that on hold until after they come back to us in 2-3 weeks? Is that what I hear?
Well,
you might want the information ahead of time to look at it, so that
see what we've done
you.
So far.
Well, in other words, at this point, you don't need a hard yes/no proceed with renewal at this point. So you do have time to hold off on actually giving the green light to one of these vendors, right?
Right.
And in the meantime, you're going to update us with whatever communication has been the organization reflects the history up to this point, and also to present to us what the plan is going forward,
yes.
how are you going to pursue the self-insurance from mm-hmm. here on the fast track.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Great. Anything else? Thank you very much. Thanks for all your work on this. This is excellent.
Just a small task we're asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Second.
Okay.
Real money we're talking about.
No.
All right, so we
going
now
into
move
executive
session. So I have to ask all that.